Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Would you guys drink a cup of lamb's blood if you knew it would make you stronger?
Against lambs? Because that's the only thing the joining does. Boys here.
Whoa!
Hey,
that guy came out of nowhere.
Yeah, good bit.
Good bit.
Is that like elastic band stuck to his waist? Like, how did he get here so quickly?
Yeah, it's like recording for you live at the bottom of a bridge that I just bunny jump off of.
Oh, and he's gone.
Yeah, recording live from a bridge that I just. And sitting in front of me here, it's Jamie. So, my name is Peter O'Donohue, 1/3. Of the illustrious Lore Boys hosting today.
You already spoiled one of the other Lore Boys' name.
Ooh. Oh!
Did anybody catch that Easter egg when he said his name?
Yeah, exactly. Ready Lore Boys 1. Oh, shit. I haven't seen that movie, and I really, really, truly have never been less interested in a movie in my life.
Read the book. Ethan lent it to me.
Yeah, we both read the book.
He's bueno or he's no bueno?
It's okay.
It's easy, yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of. I imagine the movie will just be fun. Yeah. Like if you just like go in looking for a fun movie, I imagine it's gonna be a really fun movie.
The book is like an easy to follow story with a cool VR world peppered with video game references from the 80s and Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah.
And
a lot of 80s cool. Pop culture, and I feel like the movie, like seeing trailers and having spoken to a few people about
Tracers
it, I feel like
it.
The movie's gonna be a lot more like 90s, early 2000s pop culture, which is fine because it's more relevant to me anyway. Yeah. When I read the book, like there's a whole section where they talk about the movie War Games with Matthew Broderick.
I've never seen that movie.
I've never seen it either, and I'm like, I don't get it. I'm sure this would have been great if I'd seen it. Pretty podcast.
That's
one.
Ethan Palmer over there. Who are you? Explain yourself. How'd you get in here?
I'm James Miller. I live here.
Yeah. At the bottom of this bridge that you were just plugging.
The couch is nicer here than the one that I had my apartment.
Yeah, new couch under this bridge that Jamie lives under. Yeah.
So we did go wilderness camping, and we just found ourselves under this bridge. I don't even know what country we're in.
We've got everything hooked up to a Canadian Tire battery pack.
Yeah.
Which is pretty good.
We're in Australia, though.
Shop at Canadian Tire. Yeah. Yeah, that's the high bridge. There's that one there.
Yeah.
Here, rather.
Yeah, Australia. High bridge.
Yeah, there's that tall.
We're in High Bridge, Australia.
There's a tall bridge.
G'day, mate.
Speaking of tall bridges.
They would call it like I Bridge or something. They always leave letters out when they, like Melbourne is not Melbourne. It's
Melbourne.
It's Melbourne.
Yeah, the Canadians say Toronto, and there's a
Toronto?
T in that.
Toronto.
Yeah.
Torontonians.
Yeah.
What are we talking about today?
I don't know.
I didn't bring a script.
We're talking about Lion King 1.5.
Dragon Age of Consent.
Oh, dude, my favorite Lion King. Yes, I'm so excited.
Talking about Dragon Age.
Well, yeah, all of them?
Legal Dragon Age.
All of them, or which one? Or
my favorite lady.
Yeah,
I'm
excited.
We are not talking about any of the games.
Perfect.
We are talking specifically about the Grey Wardens and their mortal enemies, the Darkspawn. The Darkspawn came first, the Darkspawn and their mortal enemies, the Grey Wardens.
Oh.
The only game in which you play a Grey Warden is Dark Souls. Oh, my God.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right, I'm taking the wheel.
Yeah. So Timon and Pumbaa.
Yeah, exactly.
Dragon Age. Yeah. Origins. The first one.
Origins,
The only objectively good one.
Yeah.
Is the one where you play as a Grey Warden.
Okay.
I'll explain them. I'll explain the Darkspawn and a couple other things. I'm hoping this one doesn't run too long. I know you guys are used to an hour 15 these days. Maybe we'll go to an hour 20, hour and a half.
Sorry, guys.
Landlord and my hot water.
I like that outtake. I want you guys to leave in me getting up and walking away, just in case you can hear it.
You should have made it louder, though.
Well,
don't worry about it.
It's called Foley work, but we'll get there.
Still practicing. Okay.
Here's a motorcycle.
And we're back. clean edit.
I don't know how I'm going to incorporate that one, but it's going to be in there.
Clean edit. Obvious that we went to edit.
Yeah. These are unedited podcasts. Yeah. Nobody takes important phone calls from their landlords ever while we're recording.
Not on the air, god damn it.
No, exactly. So, Grey Wardens specifically fight the Darkspawn. We'll just get back into it from here again. Whatever. Who cares?
We're there.
If you made it this far into the podcast, you're committed. You're committed to the end.
Right? to turn it off now would be illegal.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be baiting.
Yeah.
Any millennials, if they listen to something for 5 minutes, they're in it for life.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how it works, right?
Yeah. I'm sure we're very popular with the millennials.
I'm sure 5 minutes of this does feel like life.
An eternity.
Yeah.
So anyway, the Grey Wardens specifically, they're there to fight the Darkspawn. What is Darkspawn? Where does Darkspawn come from?
So I've played...
Yes, what are your... Are you guys familiar with the games? You have DeQuiz.
Inquisition?
Yes.
Is that DeQuiz?
I just call it DeQuiz.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm thinking to call it. Do you have Dragon
D-A
Age
Inquisition? Quiz.
I do.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
I do have Dragon Age. I got it when I was waiting for Skyrim... The remaster to come out?
Yeah, I want to play something similar but much worse.
Yeah, so I bought that because it was on sale for like $5.
Yeah,
so I was like,
that's worth it. I got it on sale as well.
Yeah.
I've played 1 and 2, and I have some of the comics.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool. I fell asleep.
I love the world that they built. I think the execution is lacking. The
world is too good for this world. We didn't deserve it, and it's gone forever now.
It's almost like BioWare became a bad company.
No. Yeah, I think BioWare's pretty much
over the hill.
way over the hill. They've got like the Anthem Exodus where they're just like, we're gonna make whatever boring looking Iron Man.
Yeah, that's
and
it.
Then
yeah.
It's just like, and now everybody left the company.
We're gonna make Shitty Destiny. Okay, bye.
Exactly. Shitty Destiny's like a real low bar.
Yeah, exactly.
Shitty Destiny's like Shitty Warframe.
Everybody at home knows our opinions on Destiny.
Yeah, exactly. We got dumped by Destiny. We're very vindictive. Yeah. I've played all three games and most of the DLC.
Okay.
I played all the DLC for the first one because it's a good game.
Yeah.
I played Legacy, the epilogue DLC for Dragon Age 2.
Okay.
And then I played the epilogue DLC for Inquisition Trespasser, which is actually really good.
Sure.
It's really, really good.
For the second one, that was kind of like the Legacy DLC was kind of like the Mass Effect 3, like how they patched in another ending because everyone was so like dissatisfied with
it. Not to the same level. It sets up the villain for Inquisition. Like we'll get into it because he is a very important part of even like the Dragon Age prehistory.
Okay.
We'll get into that. But it like Dragon Age Origins does not have an epilogue DLC. The fuck is it called? Whatever. The expansion is great. It's got the architect in it, the talking dark.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Right. And then the second one is a bad game. Like it's not
fun. It wasn't fun.
Interesting or good in any way. It's phenomenal failure. I remember hating it when I played it. And then I went back with like fresh, unclouded fanboy eyes after having finished DeQuiz. Right. I was just like, okay, I played all three. I'm going to go back. I'm an adult. I'm less internet angry or whatever. And I went back and played it. And I was like, this game is so fucking boring.
It is.
Nothing happens. It is 30 hours just to set up the third game.
Yeah.
It is just an intro. Mm. That's it. It's fucking terrible. And Dragon Age Inquisition, what I told you yesterday, Inquisition is a great story and a horrible game.
Yeah.
You should speedrun that game because the story is fantastic, but
the
game
the thing,
is trash.
Well, you're saying it's like MMO type stuff. Quests where you go kill 5 sheep and then bring it back and then
kill 5 sheep,
bring
back 5 sheep pelts. Also, it's a single player game and you can't do this with other people to even pretend like you're having fun.
Well, you got 4 people on your team, right? That you haunt between.
Yeah.
You are your friends in that game.
I like it better. I like this one better because I can actually pretend I have. I've played WoW by myself before. And at least in Dragon Age, you'd be like, oh, come on, guys, let's go get those sheep.
Yeah. Give them friendly names and I put on different voices when I play
them. Get back into it.
This one's my dad. This one's my mom. This one's my little brother. Brother.
Yeah. So the bad dudes in the Dragon Age. There's a few bad dudes.
They have a podcast?
They do have a podcast.
Okay, cool.
It's just a bunch of gibbering nonsense because they're slavering monsters. They just go, blah, 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 blah.
Hashtag bad dudes podcast.
Hashtag follow bad dudes. bod dudes.
Bod dudes.
Oh, them too.
Yeah. That's a Freudian slip there.
those are some NSFW podcasts.
Jeremy and other guy.
Yeah. Andrew,
that's it, yeah. The Darkspawn are beings corrupted by what's known as the taint, the section between your balls and your butthole.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say that the Darkspawn comes from the undercarriage of demons. So
oh, yeah.
Perfect.
Oh, yeah. It's the crease between the nethers.
Oh my gosh.
Not really. They vary in appearance depending on what race was corrupted. So humans turn into Hurlocks, which are kind of the big kind of orc dudes.
Yeah.
The little goblin dudes are corrupted dwarves. They're called Genlocks.
Okay.
And Kanari, who are the bigger kind of troll guys with the horns, turn into ogres.
Yeah.
Brood mothers are dwarven women, I think. They're big squid monsters. And then there's some other shit.
Wow. Okay.
Anyway, cool. That's it. That's, you get corrupted, you turn into a Darkspawn.
You get corrupted, you turn into a specific Darkspawn.
Exactly, depending on your height.
Yeah.
It's very, you must be this tall to enter.
And apparently your gender.
Yeah.
So we're saying gender is a thing in the Dragon Age world.
Imagine being the short guy in your family, and then when everyone gets infected, you're just a different race from them.
am I?
No, yeah.
No, I'm taller than my sister, okay. So yeah. You're like, okay. It wouldn't be me.
Your mom cheated on your dad. And, like, how you find out is your whole family gets turned into a Darkspawn and you turn into something other than everybody else. You're
like, yeah. It's like, wait a second. Yeah. The mailman was a canary.
Yeah. Whoop! Just got a little bit of extra mail here for you today.
The taint is a term given to the magical corruption brought back from heaven itself when 7 magisters from the ancient empire of Tevinter entered the spirit realm of the Fade and in an attempt to reach the fabled golden city of God.
Okay.
So they were just like, myth had said there was this big-ass gold city where God lived, or the gods.
Yeah.
Then they want to go there because...
Let's go to God's house.
Exactly. They entered the city for the old gods.
And the city was in the Fade?
Yes, the golden city is in the Fade.
Okay, and I guess...
It is outside of our realm.
I guess we can touch on the Fade for people listening. It's like the realm of magic.
It's where magic comes from.
It's where magic comes from, and
correct.
It's... It is really cool in the games.
Oh.
Like,
yes.
When you first go to the Fade, and it's basically just, like, floating rocks, and there's, like, this is where demons live, I guess, the taint.
Demons and spirits.
Yeah. Oh.
Yes. And demons being more based on the 7 deadly sins, like gluttony or anger or pride or whatever, and then spirits being... more benevolent, like Justice, who is one of the characters from Dragon Age Awakening, I want to say it's called, the DLC for Origins.
I don't fucking know. I didn't play any of the DLCs. I only played
I can't remember. Justice.
That's good to know about the Fade, actually. I remember playing Inquisition, and I kind of just wanted to get every single collectible in every single area.
Yeah.
So I didn't
go to the Fade in Inquisition briefly. It's actually a really cool level in the main quest, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
All to say is I have very little context on
that's okay.
So keep explaining.
It's like floating rocks, and you're like standing on meteors, and there's like blue wispy stuff in the air.
Yeah.
Like super magical, but actually playing it was really cool, and I remember like when you're talking to the demon Gluttony or Sloth.
The Sloth demon,
at the beginning of the second game?
No.
Man, it's been a while since
I played. The Sloth demon is from Dragon Age 1. And you can
Origins,
do favors for him, and he will give you a reward.
Makes sense.
Or you can kill him.
It makes sense that I remember Origins better because it's the one that I've played like 3 times.
Yeah.
And the second one I played like once, and I was like, I'm never touching that again.
Yeah, it's like, this game is shit.
Yeah. It's like you say, it was really boring. But it was like really cool. Like, you start the game, and you wake up in this place, and there's this like... This think like a void spawn from World of Warcraft, like this blue like looks like it's made out of liquid, like monster. And he basically like tricks you to do a bunch of stuff for him. And,
cool. Yeah, and there's more of that in the second and third. Well, not so much in the second game because the second game covers basically nothing.
All right.
I love how
when we hate on something on this podcast, we fucking hate on it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the biggest sin, I think, is if something is so boring that you can't describe
it,
right? Whereas, like, yo, if I got to spit some fire, I'm going to do it.
Yeah. Dragon Age 2 was a huge disappointment because Dragon Age 1 was so cool.
Oh, yeah. This wasn't even like a transition from, like, Mass Effect 2 to Mass Effect 3, which excellent to okay. This was, like, from prime to garbage.
Bad.
Oh,
yeah.
BioShock 1 to BioShock 2.
Yeah, no, like
Peter likes BioShock 2.
I know.
Yeah,
BioShock
2 is okay.
Yeah.
BioShock 2 is okay, whereas Dragon Age 2 is not okay.
It's not an okay game at all. Yeah. I would not recommend playing it to anybody.
No, that's it.
No. If you have it on your hard drive right now for some reason, 8 years after the fact, uninstall it because you can just cut that tumor out.
Exactly.
Man. It's good. It's easy. Quick surgery.
So Some Tevinter mages.
The Tevinter magisters, seven of them.
Going to Eldorado.
Were just like, exactly. They're like the sweet unfolding of an antique mystery. All will be revealed on the fade we blaze.
Okay.
Sort of thing.
Okay.
That was cool. I like that.
Not bad. Not bad. Yeah. They worshipped what are known as the Old Gods, which were old draconic beings that were said to have been imprisoned underground by the Maker, who is its God. Okay. The world of Dragon Age is very much like kind of Catholic fantasy. It's like, it's monotheistic.
Yeah.
Like humans, it's a monotheistic religion. They have a lady pope, like, and she's just the pope, but it's a girl this time. That's the whole thing. It's just that. It's really cool. I love it. So
can
they
you
were going
romance
up,
her?
What?
Can you romance her in the
no,
game?
No. No, she dies in Dragon Age Inquisition.
Catholic,
spoilers.
Catholic, Roman. Oh,
yeah.
New Catholic romancer?
Right, entering the Golden City required what was known as blood magic, so the Tevinters sacrificed hundreds of slaves.
Wait, are we talking about Bloodborne again?
No.
The old gods, blood magic.
No, it's older than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so blood magic is where you use blood, basically, to power your spells, combined with a substance called lyrium, which is a whole story unto its own.
Yeah.
It's a magic rock, but it's also technically an organism. Because
okay.
It can be corrupted. That's I'm not going to get into that. Maybe I'll talk about this again some
sure.
other day, or you can fucking Google it yourself. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or listen to our next episode. Please don't Google it.
Yeah. If they find out that they can just Google this
oh,
stuff.
Oh, God. Right no. If they find out that internet connection leads to other things other than this podcast,
yeah.
We are fucking doomed.
Wait. You guys have been Googling for your scripts this whole time? I've been going to the library.
Yeah. I've been interviewing devs.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, excuse me, sir. Would you like tape recorder yeah. box with the little yeah. string mic on?
What is Super Mario about?
So they sacrificed hundreds of slaves, and they had a huge stockpile of lyrium to power their spells. They used now, of course, there was no actual measurement for this. To enter the Fade, to go to the Golden City, they used half of all the lyrium in the Empire.
Wow,
think about that. Think about like half of like a country's GDP being used for one thing that only took a second.
And it only took the wealthy elite to this place.
Not even seven dudes.
Yeah,
not even all of royalty or whatever. This just seven magisters.
Just these seven guys. Yeah. Well, now, don't worry, guys. When we get to heaven, we'll come back and bring some
good,
good shit.
We're good. It's gonna be cool. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, it's like, hey, we need all this virgin blood.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll be back though.
We'll probably.
Promise.
We're just running out for some smokes.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll be right back.
Yeah. I gotta run to the Golden City for some cigarettes. I'll be right back.
Can I borrow some virgin blood before I go?
Well, Corypheus is one of the guys who went up there, who's the villain from Dragon Age Inquisition. It's like, it's like a deadbeat dad who's like, I just gotta go get some smokes.
Yeah.
And a bottle of Pepsi.
Oh, what do you want? What do you want? You want some candy? Yeah, okay, I'll pick you up some candy.
Yeah, he gets one of those like little Ziploc.
For sure, I'll bring you back a Halo, no problem.
Yeah, that's it.
He'd get like a little Ziploc bag with like the five sour keys in it for 50 cents. Yeah. I don't know if that's just a specific Depp thing or if that's a corner store thing.
I think everywhere you can buy little bags of candy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No, for sure.
Yeah. Now, speaking of the monotheistic religion, the Vatican is known as the Chantry. The Chantry is like the monotheistic church.
Yes.
They were just like, yo, when those magisters, who are bad dudes, very bad people, and you should not like them because we don't like them.
Yeah.
And you should believe everything
they went
we say.
They went to go see the old gods.
Yeah. They don't like the gods we like.
As opposed to their one true god.
Exactly.
Okay.
They're old gods, not real. Our gods, mad
super real.
So fucking real.
Super, super real.
Because I talk to them all the time.
He doesn't want to talk to you.
He doesn't want to talk to you. No, he doesn't.
If you want to talk to him, you let me know. I'll let you know.
I'll relay it.
Says, yeah.
He's real busy.
Yeah.
I even need to make an appointment, and I'm Lady Pope.
Yeah.
Wow. I make appointments all the time, and sometimes they get canceled. You know, it's just very frustrating. You don't want to do that.
No.
I'll
handle it for you. Yeah.
Patience is the only thing you need to be Lady Pope.
Yeah.
Should we just say Pope? Just saying the suffix lady, doesn't that infer that all popes should be men, and then that is a lady pope, so I guess all popes are men.
According to the Catholic
Church, in the not-fantasy realm of Dragon Age.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, yeah.
But if you say something like lady doctor, that's not okay. You just say doctor.
Yeah.
Wait, am I not supposed to call... My general practitioner...
Well, I mean,
lady.
I usually call her...
Am I not supposed to call her lady doc?
Hey, lady, check my prostate!
Yeah. Yeah. I've been doing it wrong this whole time.
Man, I've been doing it even worse. I just call her big nurse.
Yeah. That's terrible.
We got the nurses, we got the big nurses.
Oh my god. Okay.
I do not endorse that statement.
Yeah, the Lore Boys do not endorse anything said on this podcast.
No. anyway, the Chantry is just like, when they walked into heaven, they desecrated it with their filthy footsteps, quote one of the bad guys from Halo 2.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So what did the big nun do about it?
Nothing. Okay. They couldn't stop them. However, as with many religions, this might not entirely have been true. We have a quote from Corypheus, who is one of the magisters who entered the Fade. And this is
the guy who becomes the bad guy.
He is the main villain of Dragon Age Inquisition and Legacy, the DLC for Dragon Age 2.
Okay. I haven't played either. So.
He has one of the coolest quotes ever. It's basically like a black metal album lyric.
It's like, I am become death destroyer.
Oh, dude, it's so good. Anyway, what he says when he meets you in Dragon Age Inquisition is, I found only chaos and corruption, dead whispers. For 1,000 years I was confused, but no more. I have gathered the will to return under no name but my own, to champion with it to Vinter and correct this blighted world. Beg that I succeed, because I have seen the throne of the gods and it was empty.
Ooh,
that's
good.
That's
fucking chills, man.
Yeah, it's fucking cool.
That was really
cool. So what's neat about that is the Chantry says when Tevinter entered the Golden City, they blackened it, which is why now it is known as the Black City.
Yeah.
And they came back with the taint of the Darkspawn. But the one surviving dude who was there was just like, I walked in, shit was fucked up when I got there, and then we just dragged all this bullshit back, and now he kind of, well, he went super nuts, obviously. But he's trying to fix things, because what they kind of did was, like, up until that point, apparently, I personally believe him because he's been there, and I don't believe the Pope so much.
Who went there again? It was
Corypheus.
Corypheus. That's his name.
He is the last surviving of the 7 Tevinter magisters.
And spoilers, he becomes a bad guy.
He's a bad guy in the third game.
Okay. But just to touch on the world a little bit more, like, that's a pretty recurrent theme with the Fade, is that if you're a magic user and you go there for too long or too often, you kind of go crazy.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
This Chantry, they're basically like Knights Templar. Like,
yes.
they're Catholic, but they're at, like, that stage, like, crusade stage of Catholicism.
Yes.
And they hunt down mages.
Okay.
But they're kind of justified in the sense that, like, mages do go crazy and unleash, like, crazy waves of magic upon the world.
Yeah, like, demons can eventually use just a mage's body as a doorway into our world.
Yeah.
So sometimes they will come through an actual mage.
That's pretty cool.
And, like, come forward through...
Which is
Dragon Age is way too cool, and it's dead. It's over. It's fucking doomed.
Which was the whole what I mentioned earlier, like the start of Dragon Age Origins, when you wake up in the Fade and there's this demon talking to you. He's basically trying to trick you into letting you use his body, because when you're in the Fade,
flip that. He wants to use your body.
I understood it.
Yeah, you're right. So he's trying to use your body to get into the real world. But when you wake up in the Fade, like your connection to the real world is kind of untethered.
Yeah.
So like a lot of magic users, you get there and you're like, I don't remember who I am. I don't remember like why I'm here, kind of thing. So,
and then there's a kind, slippery snake willing to help you out.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Just wants to use your body.
The mages in Dragon Age are also kept in a tower in the middle of a lake.
Yeah.
And people who don't go there to just be imprisoned are known as apostates.
Yeah.
They're hunted. They're hunted down by crusaders.
Oh.
Well, they're hunted down by Templars.
Templars.
Who have who are really good to have on your party, because they can actually, one of their abilities will get rid of all the mana of an enemy mage.
Okay.
So that before they have to recharge it before they can cast more spells. So you can basically neutralize an enemy mage with a Templar.
Oh. Yeah.
And that's an apostate?
An apostate
is a rogue mage.
A rogue mage.
Oh,
yeah.
The big nurse check mine, actually.
Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah, you just need one finger to beat an apostate. A rogue apostate.
A rogue apostate.
That's Let's move on. Yeah.
Enough butt jokes.
Yeah. Butt of a lot of jokes. So while we have some contradicting information, Pope says one thing, magisters who went there say another thing. The one thing that we know is
Magister, you said he's the only one who came back, right?
Well, he's the only one who's currently still alive. I didn't look up the other magisters.
Okay, cool.
They're not in the games.
Yeah.
And it's been millennia. Like he said, for 1,000 years he was confused. Corypheus was like old enough to come back, be tainted, and then be imprisoned and then released at the end of Dark Souls.
That's like a Dragon's Age.
Dragon Age 2.
2, yeah.
Why do I keep saying Dark Souls?
Did you say Dark Souls?
I said it again.
You said it that time. I didn't even pick up on it.
I said it again.
It's so deep.
God damn it. Yeah. I hate it.
And you love it.
I do. You love both those series.
Yeah. Big fan of these 2Ds.
Yeah.
I like to play them at the same time.
Yeah, it's great.
That'd be difficult.
On the couch.
I think you'd have to put your main hand on Dark Souls, right? That needs the most attention. That's the the toughest D.
Yeah, but it's way more rewarding.
Yeah. Yeah, bigger payoff.
So when they came back, they had been tainted, and the taint spread to one of the old gods named Dumat, the Dragon of Silence. So we don't know if what the Pope is saying is true, but what is real are the fucking old gods. At the very least, they are dragons who can be corrupted by the taint. When an old god is corrupted, they become what's known as an archdemon, and they can kind of take over the taint and then give the darkspawn some direction. Because normally darkspawn are kind of aimless. They have a little raid here and there. They like come up, they fight some dudes, people kill them, they go back, but they're not really organized because they're kind of, like I said earlier, they're kind of like stupid slavering monsters.
Yeah.
They're not bright. When there's an archdemon, though, that thing's got a plan. It's got a 5-step plan to take over Thedas.
Yeah,
and nice. he's got points, spreadsheets. He even has an easel with those big fucking white cards on them.
Oh yeah,
does he like, assume control?
And like a long extendable,
he's got a laser pointer.
Pointing, no, just the
he's
wand.
Got, he's got, like,
he's got the stick. Yeah, okay. To whip it across.
He's old school.
Yeah. Whip it against the board because that makes get your
makes
attention.
Makes a noise.
Shit.
Yeah,
exactly. Whack. And he's just like, okay, here we go, boys. We gotta come into to Venter first, and then we're gonna take out these boys here, right?
Okay. Yeah, okay, boss. Yeah, okay. Yeah, but what about that dog over there? Should I go beat up that dog?
Yeah.
I'm crazy. I don't know what's going on, boss. Just point me in a direction. I want to beat someone up.
And he just like grabs him by the shoulder, just points him towards an open door. He's just like, go. Just like runs out.
Oh, I'm gonna get him! I'm gonna get him!
With a tie around the top of his head, just like out into Wall Street, gets hit by a taxi.
Is this like White Walkers? Like where if you kill the main dude, like the Darkspawn, then all of his like minions die too?
No. Darkspawn, they do not have a life connection. Okay. They have like a kind of a psychic link.
Okay.
So it's not necessarily a hive mind. It's a hive mind when the archdemon is alive.
Mm-hmm.
But once it dies, they're still autonomous beings.
Oh.
It's kind of like if you kill a queen bee, the bees kind of lose focus and go crazy.
It's like the Zerg. The Zerg had the same problem. Yeah, Kerrigan united them.
They just go rogue.
Yeah, exactly.
The overseer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So overmind.
When there's an archdemon and the Darkspawn get their shit together, that's what's called a blight. Yeah. So when Dumat, the Dragon of Silence, was corrupted, this began the first blight. This is what happened. Now, since they were imprisoned underground, the Darkspawn generally stay underground, which is also where...
The ground is. God,
the maker.
No,
rocks
I did,
come from.
I, rocks are there. I didn't give you guys any hints. I was just fucking with you. It's where the dwarves live.
Oh, okay.
Dwarves live underground.
Okay.
Anyway.
But you also said the maker lives underground.
Nope, Maker lives. Maker not even might not might fucking not be real because you know what? When we got an appointment, we showed up unannounced. He wasn't in his office.
Oh, okay,
all there was like fucking black muck, and then I came back covered in this bullshit, my dragon went crazy when I got home.
And
you want to fucking explain that, Maker?
And his secretary, this big pile of dust.
Yeah, exactly.
Took a couple pens on our way out.
Yeah, exactly. That was their mistake.
It was one of those pens that was chained to the desk, too, and they broke it off.
Yeah.
It was taking a fucking pen. They're not invited back.
Yeah, there's nobody here. Fine.
Yeah.
With the chain attached to the pen, like, I'm taking this with me.
Yeah.
It's not even one of the good ones. It's like one of the ones that someone had already stole, and scotch taped a Bic pen to it.
It's their own thing. It says Chantry on it. Like, hey, what the fuck?
How'd you guys get this? Yeah. Exactly. Anyway, that's the dwarves lived underground. They got fucked up. They had like a vast subterranean kingdoms. They have two cities left at this point, Orzammar and Kal Sharrak.
Okay.
After the first blight, because they were coming up to the surface and they were going ham.
Do you go to Orzammar?
You go to Orzammar and Origins, okay, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Orzammar and Origins. Orzammar and Origins.
You Kal Sharrak, I believe you go to later on, from what I read. I don't recall. I think it's in the second one.
I don't remember. I gotta replay the first one.
Everybody like, should play the first
this
one.
It's getting me all jacked.
I only have Inquisition. I'm gonna download it just like play through the storyline super quick.
Do it as quick as you can.
Trying to collect all the things like I always play. Like
that's your play style.
It's totally worth it. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. After nearly a century of hopeless and unending war, the Grey Wardens were formed. So finally, somebody figured out, like, okay, we need to take care. We need to do something.
Let's organize a fucking resistance.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Everyone's. I'm just picturing like a whole town full of people like Like, there's a with woman, like, forks? Sweeping the sidewalk, and, like, the Darkspawn sweep in, and she, like, doesn't even react, and they're just, like, they're, like, beating the shit out of her. She's just standing there sweeping the sidewalk, and just falls down. Like, there's a guy, like, everybody's just going about their regular business, and it's like, oh, a lot of people are dying in town here, huh?
Like, oh, yeah, because in 100 years...
Do something about this, or...?
Yeah, like, in 100 years, people would have been born during a blight, and also died during a blight. It's like, it's all I really know. It doesn't bother me.
Yeah, that's yeah. it. Like, yeah. No, I don't think we should fight it, honestly. Like, it's whatever.
The way the world goes.
A group of veteran warriors came together in the Weishaupt Fortress in the Anderfell Mountains, the western part of the Tevinter Imperium. And though the Warden legends sing of their leader, Carinius, and I didn't say this out loud when I was doing this, Carinus, and his...
Macarinus.
Yeah, and his pre-founding travels to recruit allies, the stories do not acknowledge Carinus's existence. Instead, they talk about a band of the Anderfell soldiers who came together to hunt down the Archdemon and the sacrifice they made to try to save the world while their families perished. Oh. Regardless of whether Carinus existed or not, the different tales about the founders of the Grey Wardens imply that they were doing more than just getting allies. They were also researching for better ways to fight the Darkspawn and to protect themselves against the Taint.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Because they were big on the whole jumping up onto people and, like, wrapping their thighs around your head. Gotta protect yourself against the Taint.
Oh, that's like Sonya from Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat, yeah. Like Sonya, exactly. A lot of thigh fighting.
Yeah, yeah. She'd jump up there.
A lot of thigh fighting.
Yeah, she jumps up there, crotch in the face, thighs around the head, and then she twists her hips.
Yeah, exactly.
The guy's neck.
That's the way I want to die.
That's the only Mortal Kombat finisher that James remembers.
Yeah. Oh, dude, yeah.
That's how I want
to
die.
I've asked people to do it to me, and
no one ever did it. No.
Baby, hop on my shoulders and break my neck.
Yeah, the ones who are willing can't make the jump.
Eventually, their research led to what is known as the joining ritual.
Okay.
The joining involves drinking Darkspawn blood.
Okay.
They were just like, God, it's just like this one guy just sitting there. He's just like, God, I'm just so fucking out. I'm just out of ideas. Just,
yeah.
Nothing works. Nothing fucking works.
He's like,
just like, and he's just like, what if we just ate one of them? Like, we tried everything else. We should just eat one.
Are you sure?
Would you guys drink a cup of lamb's blood if you knew it would make you stronger?
Against lambs? Because that's the only thing the joining does.
Okay.
Big lamb's blood, like, wow! Right into a field of sheep, just, like, punching the shit out of them.
He's so much better at it than everybody else.
I like to think this guy had been, like, researching the cure for, like, so long, and, like, they're all coming up empty. And he's so frustrated, and he walks into the break room, and
drinks one by accident?
Well, no, he pours himself a cup of coffee, and then he reaches for the milk, but he grabs, like, the demon blood by mistake, like, pours it into his coffee, goes back to his desk, starts sipping it, and he's like, wait! I get it!
What is it about Dragon Age? We've been off on, a very similar thing this whole time. What is it about Dragon Age that makes us just kind of imagine everybody as some kind of white-collar worker?
I don't know.
Like doctors and office people.
Yeah, that's fair. I guess like that's the average person in Dragon Age, like over the time period that it's been out, it's just average out to average.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was thinking about when Susie said put blood in coffee, that's really gross to me. I think I could take a sip of real blood before I could take a sip of blood in coffee.
Well, yeah, the bitterness would probably make the copper taste like
so bad.
Multiple times worse.
No.
Or maybe do it mask it. Have you tried?
No.
I feel like it'd make it
Somebody
worse.
Somebody give me a knife.
Yeah.
James, put on a pot of coffee. Yeah. We're
doing some science. Yeah. We're doing Dragon Age live. Anyway.
So he's got to drink the blood.
Darkspawn blood isn't good for you. It's very poisonous.
Oh. What?
But those who aren't strong enough die horribly. Like, real bad.
Yeah.
But those who can resist the taint become a Grey Warden.
As per Faison, as per madness in most games.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now, the main thing that this does, so it has zero gameplay benefits. Being a Grey Warden does not change the game at all. There is no Grey Warden superpower.
Okay.
But you can detect Darkspawn because you are part of the Hive Mind now, but you cannot be controlled. You can hear what's known as the Archdemon's song. And a Grey Warden must be the one to kill the Archdemon.
Okay.
Because when an Archdemon dies, the Taint allows its soul to just transfer into another Darkspawn body.
Oh.
But if a Grey Warden kills them...
He's a Darkspawn body.
They both
They're
die.
A Darkspawn body.
They are both destroyed.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ethan, what do you think the Arc Spawn's song would sound like? or the Archdemon. Archdemon?
Archdemon.
Archdemon?
Or Archdemon. It's A-R-C-H. It depends.
Do you have any idea what the song
Look
is?
Look like we made it.
I want to know what love is.
I want you to show me.
I love that song, dude.
So, the first chronicled apparition of the Grey Wardens on the battlefield was during an attack on the town of Nordbotten when they arrived mounted on fucking griffins.
Ooh.
Yes.
Pretty sick.
That's cool. Pretty cool.
I'd ride a griffin. 420 blaze it.
I'd ride a griffin twice.
Oh, yeah?
I would, yeah.
Yeah, me too. You'd pay twice for that?
Well, I'd do it more than once was what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
You don't know that. You've never ridden a griffin.
Well, come on now.
What if it's shit?
I've seen
it
real bad.
It sucks the first time.
What is the griffin? It's a lion bird.
It's a lion body. It's like, okay, it's basically a bald eagle without a tail, a lion body, and depending on the artist, a feathered tail or a lion tail.
Yeah.
And then wings.
Okay, yeah.
It's a lion and an eagle.
Oh, it's the thing at the beginning of The Witcher.
Yeah.
Well, in The Witcher, they're a little bit different because it's a Polish game. They've got four limbs instead of six. Because, the griffins in Dragon Age have six limbs. They got all four kitty cat legs.
Oh, okay. So they have feet and hands and wings.
Yeah.
Feet, hands, and wings. That's the type of shampoo
head, shoulders, feet, and wings.
If a griffin was going to wear pants, how would it wear them?
Probably over the hind limbs.
Just over the hind limbs?
Yeah, and then you could put a sweater on it with holes cut in the back to let the wings out.
I think he'd wear two.
That'd be so cute.
I think he'd wear two pairs of pants, but one for the left side for the left hands and feet, and then one for the right.
How would he, zip up, by reaching over his shoulder?
Yeah, you kind of just, strap a belt over the top and, loop them together, yeah. But anyways, this is stuff that everybody knows.
Nordbotten. So they plunged into the hordes of Darkspawn mounted on griffins. Incredibly, they broke the horde and won the battle. Although this was done because the Darkspawn were unable to tell the difference between the newly joined Grey Wardens and their own fellow Darkspawn.
Wow.
So they had a really hardcore, how do you do fellow kids moment, because now that they had the taint, the Darkspawn had been using taint detection to figure out who to pillage and who not to pillage.
Okay.
Grey Wardens showed up and they were just wearing paper masks. With Darkspawn written on the forehead.
Yeah, that's it. Also a Darkspawn.
Exactly.
No facial features, just also a Darkspawn.
Yeah, exactly. So they couldn't tell. So they got really, really confused. And that's why the Grey Wardens are so efficient at killing Darkspawn, is because they are mostly undetectable to the Darkspawn, so they can't react quick enough.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
So anyway, they throw them off and get confused. The Wardens began an aggressive campaign against the Darkspawn, reclaiming the lands that most had given up for lost. And beholden to no temporal lords, they were free to sacrifice villages and fortresses that could not be won.
Okay.
So because they weren't part of a kingdom, they were a completely autonomous body, they were just like, nope, we can't go get you. It's like, please, help us. They were just like, sorry.
Yeah.
Get fucked, nerds.
Yeah, it's like, no can do.
Well, get good.
Thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers.
They just leave.
They're riding their griffins. They're on their way there. Like, somebody pulls out a scroll. It's like, oh, this post only got 12 likes. No, we can't go there, guys.
Yeah, like Facebook written in medieval calligraphy.
Yeah, that's it. The old Facebook.
Basically.
I shall send you a like by Raven.
Only 12 ravens, my lord.
Yeah.
Nope, not going back.
Nope.
I guess you guys didn't one like equals one prayer hard enough. You fucked it up, social medieval media.
Social medieval.
Medieval.
I must wear the other powdered wig. I got 30 ravens for that one.
Like Instagram. New powdered wig.
New ye old powdered wig.
Yeah.
This was helpful, though, because they got to preserve their numbers for the battles that mattered. So, you know, if you go in,
they're not dummies.
We can walk into this fortress, little fortress, maybe we'll lose 20 dudes, right? And instead of doing that, they could lose 40 dudes at a bigger battle, but also win it.
Yeah, that's
sort
it.
Of thing, right?
They're not like, they're not beholden to some lord who's like, but my nephew's in that fortress, you have to go save it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, fuck your nephew.
That's it. Yeah, I hate nephewtism.
I'm out.
Yeah. Nephewtism. Boo!
Get out of here, you. Who let you back in here?
Their victories, however,
I'm James the joke warlock.
I don't even I got Peter.
Okay, I'm back. I'm
I think it was a switcheroo because I said it, but you're James, the joke.
I'm back. I'm back to reality.
There goes gravity.
Anyway. So there's no more gravity in the world.
No more gravity in the world because Eminem shows up. their victories, however, brought notice. Despite the fact they were sacrificing people's nephews in their shitty castles to be devoured by monsters or be corrupted into other darkspawn.
That same king was like, you let my nephew die. Oh, but wait, if I take your side, you won't let me die.
Yeah, exactly. They started receiving tithes, supplies, and recruits from all lands. Okay. So they were just
You should have said guys at the end. That
would. Oh, that's
right. Tithes, supplies, and recruits from all guys.
Just edit it out. I'll take it again. Yeah, I can do it again.
Take a clean one.
I can do it again. I'll audition properly.
Okay. Just give us guys. Just give us guys.
Guys.
Guys,
perfect. I'll fix that.
Yeah, movie magic.
Star wipe. Star wipe.
Yeah, Star wipe. Why are there so many Star wipes?
this great new podcast.
They accepted
so
all with skill, might, or tenacity into their ranks, slaves and noblemen alike.
I love. Okay, but did so people were drinking the Kool-Aid now, like.
Literally.
People were just straight up dying.
If you could take a hit of Darkspawn blood and survive, you were in, man. Yeah. You're into the frat. If you could take a whole fucking blood bong.
Yeah. There's like this
of ooze, this big, then you're good.
This big sign like welcome new recruits, like everybody's like chilling out. It's like a
wearing togas.
A high school dance. It's like a bunch of balloons. Everyone's wearing these togas and like robes.
Yeah.
One guy playing a saxophone on stage.
I was holding red solo cups, like waiting for somebody to take the first sip. Like, yeah, great party, huh?
95 will corrupt your life. Holding signs.
Everybody's lying. They're like, oh no, yeah, I've already had some. It's real great. You have some? You did have some. Oh, that's great.
Dumps it into a plant. Plant turns into like a spider monster.
Oh, man.
Exactly that.
I'd go to that party.
Yeah, it's like scratching the walls behind it.
Yeah.
I don't remember my plant being like this.
It was like the one like actual Grey Warden chaperone who's like this teacher. He's like walking around the day, like, you guys enjoying the punch?
Yeah,
that's great.
He got like
great
a
time,
knit
man.
Sweater over a suit of armor.
Yeah. Hey, who poured their drink in this plant? You're scratching the walls again.
Burn it down.
Yeah.
So during the next 100 years, humanity slowly managed to stand firm and push back the blight. Finally, in this year that doesn't matter because I didn't introduce calendar, the Grey Wardens gathered an allied army composed of soldiers from the Tevinter Imperium, the tribes of the Serene, and the which would become Orle, which is not France in the game. This is where the French accent people come from.
Okay.
Orle.
Yeah, and the Ravine, which is not Italy, is where the people with the Italian accents come from.
Hey, mamma mia!
Yeah, we make the spaghetti.
Pizza ball.
We fight to the dark spawn.
We fight to the dark spawn. The dark spawn come to our house. We fight them off.
It's like when you think of, it's Italy. It's like known for wine, and they just rewine, revino, revino.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, revin.
Yeah. These are dark spawn and touch my spaghetti.
Who corrupted my spaghetti? It's like a black shit.
Oh, God. Yeah. It's like instead of meatballs, it's like eyeballs. Yeah. And like blood and pasta.
Like a Halloween witch.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, they show up at the archdemon Dumat's house, and they're just like, yo, fuck you. And they kill him.
Easy peasy.
Ooh. Yeah.
Just like
no
that.
No big deal. Only took us 140 years.
GG easy.
Countless lives.
Yeah.
You just got to go in his house.
Just had to sacrifice that one lord's nephew.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, well, good thing we left that one guy behind because he was really kind of cramping our style. He was harsh and Armello.
Yeah.
I did not like the cut of his jib and other expressions.
Now he's got a shitty jib, dude.
Yeah, bad
Who
jib.
Cut that jib.
Bad jib cuts.
Death by jib.
This massive battle was waged at a place known as the Silent Plains in what is now the southern Tevinter Imperium and northern Navarra, which is some other country. The Legion of Darkspawn was defeated and Dumat was slain by the Grey Wardens. With the Archdemon's death, the Horde's will to fight was broken. So they don't die, but they just give up. Basically,
they all just get
laid off and go home,
yeah.
Just
like
just
in
to collect DI in their trailer.
Well, guys,
and drink
over.
Malt liquor.
Yeah. Just like in video games, you never really die; you just give up.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. It's exactly that. They were just like,
I am not fighting Bloodstarved Beast one more time.
No, fuck it. I give up.
Yeah. This is all pre-Origins, right?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Cool.
It took several. This is all pre-Origins, by the way.
Yeah, everything. That's what you said earlier. Yeah, I'm just I'm like, some of this sounds familiar, but
yeah, this is all.
I fought a lot of Darkspawn.
Exactly.
Pre-BC.
Pre-BC. Exactly. Yeah. Lore Boys canon. Pre-BC. It took several years to clean up some of the Darkspawn that kind of were like not quite going back to their rooms. They're just like, get back in your cell, and they're like, okay, and then you know we had to kill them.
Yeah,
because that's what you do in a prison, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and then after the Battle of the Silent Plains, there was much celebrated in most nations and gained formal promises to further support the Grey Wardens against the Darkspawn invasions.
Cool.
Among the tithes that were given to them was also known as the right of conscription to guarantee sufficient recruits. So when somebody thinks there's a blight, the Grey Wardens have the right of conscription. They can go to a castle and just be like, okay, we need people.
Give us your strongest people.
Give us your strongest people. Not even, just enough people to stomach the blood bong. That's it.
We don't know who it is, so give us enough that this percentage. We know that 5% of people survive it, and we need 50 people, so you got to give us 2,500
people. Exactly. You better set us up with enough dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah, what if it happens that, like, 10%, like, survive, and then they don't have enough blood for everyone.
Gonna be a bad blight.
Oh, not enough blood to go around.
Yeah. I know, you can always get more blood, because the Darkspawn don't go away. You can always go into the Dwarven realm known as the Deep Roads and just get more.
Yeah.
And
to be safe, like, I would send like 50 picks. I'd send 50 at a time.
I love that they don't conscript for that, though. They don't conscript to just, like, clear out all the Darkspawn. They're just like, hey, dude, we go down there, we clear all them out, we're out of a job. 10 years.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, come on. This is my retirement fund, dude. I can't fucking
unionized construction racket.
Yeah,
where
exactly.
It's just like, if we kill them too fast, we won't have a job.
The
anymore.
Gray unions are. Yeah.
There's five guys watching one guy kill Darkspawn.
One of them's like leaning on his syringe.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
They're all so fat.
Yeah. Jesus. They got their stupid hard hats on.
On top of their helmets.
Vest. Yeah, hard hats on top of their vest. And they got a reflective vest on top of a knitted sweater on top of their armor.
Chaperone. And then approximately 200 years after the slaying of Dumat, the archdemon Zazikel rose and led the second blight.
Okay.
The entire city of Nordbotten, which we will recall was the first place the Grey Wardens flexed their shit.
Yeah.
Got destroyed. Wiped off the map.
No.
Yeah.
The second blight learned from the first blight.
Yes. They were just like, well, not so much, because there's been five, so the second blight, they didn't learn everything, but
wait,
they did.
What do you mean? There's been five what?
There are five total blights.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because when you said second blight.
Second blight.
And referring to the fifth blight.
Yeah.
That was confusing to my brain.
Oh, I'm sorry. I may not have phrased that perfectly.
It's the fifth blight total.
There's five blights total. We're currently on the second one.
Yeah.
So when you say they learned from that, they only learned so much
because this one
is still...
This is the second blight.
A failure.
Yeah, yes. Whenever you say there's three more, it's probably not going to go perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, they were just like, okay, guys, I just remember we got fucked up at Nordbotten. Let's go back to Nordbotten and fuck it up. So they went to Nordbotten and fucking wiped it off the map.
Yeah.
They're
like, that was the problem.
We
didn't hit this one town.
Yeah, exactly. What did we do wrong?
So this dragon, this elder god.
No, once we go back to the Wall Street office that apparently the old gods operate out of, they were just like, okay, well, Nordbotten is where we got had before.
Yeah,
so if we just liquidate Nordbotten, then we could probably, it's like, I foresee projections of Darkspawn in every town
in every
thing.
Town. Yeah, that's it.
By...
It's like a shareholder meeting where he has to lie and make it sound like everything's better than it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, yeah.
Well, we got Nordbotten, and they're like,
good. That gave us a lot of trouble. That gave us a lot of trouble last time.
Yeah. So they did get rid of him.
He's having a presentation. He's like, so here's our blight strategy. Next 5 months, we see us taking over these towns.
Bar graphs.
One guy in the back like, what are you going to do about Nordbotten? That was a big problem last time.
Yeah.
Well, sir, I'd like to tell you, actually. Yeah. And if I could, it's just like, Roger, come back, come in here. I brought some drinks. Let's pop some champagne. Nordbotten will no longer be a problem. Like,
oh, well, that's good news.
Good news.
I lost a lot of money in Nordbotten.
Consistent with a lot of other video game politics. Well, I think we're going to introduce micro blood transactions into the Darkspawn.
Yeah.
Two or three drops of blood per town.
Yeah.
And I think we could sustain a decent blight for the next 10 years until we release a sequel in 2 years.
Yeah, what if we just did a minor blight this year and then released the same blight next year or a different name?
We'll make it free to become a darkspawn, but then don't give them any blood after that.
Yeah, exactly. If they want to become a full-fledged darkspawn, they got to pay an extra $49.99.
They have to eat at least 50 more people. Yeah. Anyway, but that's because they had liquidated Nordbotten quicker than they could get a defense going. The Tevinter Imperium withdrew from the Anderfels, the bordering mountains on the western side, abandoning it in an attempt to protect central Tevinter. Remember, these are the guys who caused the problem in the first place?
Yeah, they're right? The guys that went to
they're
the Golden
like,
City.
They're just like, oh, shit, oh, fuck, god damn it! They left the stove on and everything.
Yeah, that's
like,
it.
They went up to the Golden City, left the stove on, everything's fucked.
Yeah, like, now that fire's spread.
Yeah, there's like, oh, shit, Corypheus, what did you do? He's like, I'm sorry!
They go to the Golden City.
I have said I was sorry!
They go to the Golden City. One guy steals a pen. Another guy's like, well, fuck it. I'm making chicken wings. He starts up the deep fryer. He doesn't turn the deep fryer off.
I like the idea of, like, a godhood, like, still like, well, we can get some wings.
Yeah. Gotta fry them up ourselves, though.
Yeah.
Kick off the deep fryer.
They're like squatters.
But yeah, it was like a whole city, right? So there was a fast food joint. They went to the Taco Bell in the Golden City.
No one at the counter.
Yeah, that's it. There's no one there. They're like, well, what the fuck? I'm like, my own fucking tacos then.
You know how to work that thing? It turns off on its own.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. They just fucking leave. Grease fire all fucking over the place. Yes.
Now, Tevinter abandoning the Anderfels is a big deal because the Anderfels is where Weishaupt was, and this was a key area for the Grey Warden headquarters. Weishaupt itself became under siege from the Darkspawn. And in the following decades, the Blight was again slowly pushed back by the Wardens who took command in the war. So they got sieged, but they're like, it's okay, we got enough medieval cheese wheels, we can do it.
They're on their ground.
We're going to eat up, we're going to be a little bit sleepy, and we're going to get out of there. And then the archdemon Zazika was finally confronted and slain by the Grey Warden Corrin in this year that I'm not going to mention because I didn't set up a calendar, in the town of Starkhaven.
Is Corrin related to Corineus? No.
No.
Okay.
2005. Three years before the bubble.
In 2002, yeah. At the town of Starkhaven, which is in the Free Marches, which is near Kirkwall, which is where the second game takes place.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Kirkwall is big.
Kirkwall is big.
In the games, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's a big deal because that's where Hawk comes from, and he's a big deal. He or she, they. I played as both, but then I ended up... My imported character was Dude Hawk because I found his like sarcastic answers just to be so funny because the actor's accent is so posh.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous, yeah. Now we move on to the third blight. The third blight began with the awakening of Toth, roughly 115 years after the second blight.
And he had a show called Toth 2.0.
Exactly.
Okay. We just recycled memes.
He just recycled blights.
Yeah.
It's like a video of like a dark blight, like just... I don't know. Like,
a dark blight?
Yeah, whatever you call it. Like falling off of a table and then he just talks about it for a while.
A dark spawn falling off a table and just makes jokes over it. Yeah.
This guy couldn't handle his joining. Guy like taking a blood bong, like vomiting blood onto a ping pong table.
And then dying.
This one though, not super good for the dark spawn. The initial dark spawn attacks occurred in central Thedas around Tevinter and Orlais, so... France, basically.
Okay.
But even though the hordes were larger than those previously encountered, a rapidly organized defense by the Grey Wardens managed to hold them back. The Darkspawn attacks started to focus on the more lightly defended free marches, like Kirkwall and, Starkhaven?
Starkhaven.
While Tevinter and Orlais, they were just like, yeah, you know what, this isn't really that bad. They remained neutral this time. But pressure from the Grey Wardens eventually brought them into the war, and the Darkspawn horde was crushed at Hunter Fell in the free marches 5 years later.
Okay.
Wow. So they went from a century-long invasion to 5 years, and they were like, okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Got to rethink our strategy, guys.
Yeah, the third board meeting, like, oh, that last one took way too long.
We went down, it's like, okay, so our third quarter projections here, our third blight projections, we went down 95%. How did this happen?
I'm serious.
So the oddly enough, the archdemon Toth did not get slain. He actually resigned.
And suspended.
He resigned. And he suspended microtransactions for 3 months.
Yeah, exactly.
There was a big scandal, and he was forced to resign.
Yeah,
and
yeah, exactly. Yeah. He resigned, which means rich people quit.
Yeah,
I'm kidding. Toth was killed.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
Toth was slain by the Grey Wardens. The third blight remained relatively short compared even to previous blights. 5 years for a human war isn't even that bad.
No.
Like the third blight, just a little blip on the blight radar.
Wait, for a human war?
Well, think about how long people have been in Iraq.
Yeah, dude. Like that's a
5 years?
A relatively 5 year war. What's a big 5 year war that happened?
It's short of World War II. That's what, 6 years.
World War II is 6 years.
Okay. Yeah.
But that was one of the big, I mean, they named it World War II. That's
yeah.
A big war.
Pre-guns. What was the, like,
you know that?
The Hundred Years War?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
7 year war?
The Hundred Year War was the big war.
The War of the Roses?
Yeah. There's a war between chimpanzees called the 4 year war that lasted 4 years. So.
Who won?
One of the groups of chimps.
The chimps won. Oh, okay.
Yeah. One of two groups of indistinguishable chimps.
Actually, might not have been chimps. Might have been bonobos. A species of monkey. Anyway.
Monkey war. The Great Emu War.
The Great Emu War lasted less than a year.
Yeah.
How do you know who's on what side? And if it's not just nature, like monkeys fighting.
Because there were like two tribes.
They like
monkeys.
Organized. They're called troops. Actually, I remember we were
talking about a troop of gorilla.
We were talking about
send
animal
in
groups.
The troops.
Yeah,
I know it's
yeah.
troops of gorilla. A troop of
gorillas.
I
think it's a troop of chimps.
It might be. I know it's troops of a troop
it's a
of
King
gorillas.
Koopa chimps.
It's a crack of chimps. I think.
It's crack of chimps. Chimps. Yeah.
it might have been bonobo, which I think is humans' closest cousin. Is the bonobo?
Yeah. They like to. They
suck
like
each other's
to.
Dicks.
Yeah, they like to fuck a lot. They like.
That's why they're not in any zoos.
Yeah,
nah. It's because they fuck too much.
It's just like it's just you can't have a family friendly like ape orgy pit. Yeah,
family friendly ape.
That's like
I'm picturing that on a banner above a
orgy
zoo.
Pit.
This is like a weird moment in like Darwin's theory where animals that just are so obscene to our customs, like fucking and jerking off too much, do not get captured by us.
Yeah,
because
that's it.
No, that's kind of weird. Yeah. Like imagine
it goes against our morals.
We're even too conservative to put bonobos in captivity.
Yeah. Exactly,
it's like far too lewd.
Imagine that,
these apes here.
Yeah, like slaves in the past. If they just started like fucking each other a whole bunch. No, that's a good thing for us because then it makes more slaves, right?
What is your point?
No, I'm trying to say, like, what if people could get out of things by fucking?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
If you could escape slavery, you get kidnapped tomorrow. You get shanghaied and they send you into a sex slave ring. You're like, I'm just gonna fuck my way out of this.
Oh yeah. Okay.
No problem.
Now I get it.
Or you're getting reprimanded at work and you're like, I'm gonna fuck my way out of this.
No, it doesn't work for us.
You just hire a prostitute.
I just start hooting and like beating my dick in my office.
That's it. Bonobos, they figured shit out, man. They figured shit out.
You're just like, you're in a meeting at work. And like they're like, oh, we got to talk about Peter's performance, and you just like whip it out and start beating him. Like, okay, send him back to the bullpen.
Yeah,
it's like whatever.
Yeah,
we made a mistake here.
You know, like give him a raise. Let's not talk to him anymore.
Get him away from my rich sensibilities.
wherever the fuck we were before, we're back now. That was the end of the blight. Toth resigns.
Yeah,
or died. You died.
He was killed. I was totally kidding.
But yeah, okay.
Murdered. He was murdered.
Yeah. Okay.
He was murdered by bonobos who jerked off in his face too
exactly,
much.
Exactly. Yeah.
Got you. Got you.
Just bring it all together. I'm holding it down.
Something like that.
Yeah. Oh. This podcast is about Dragon Age, unless you couldn't tell.
So that was the last blight. Right?
If you skipped to this section of the podcast, you've made a mistake. You're in uncharted territory here. Nope. Not much is told after the third blight about the Grey Wardens for another 200 years.
Okay.
When the old god Andoril awakened, and the fourth blight began. So this is going to be the last blight that we cover today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Number four.
Fourth
so
blight.
The fifth blight was the beginning of Dragon Age Zoran.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah, with Uthremiel.
Nice who. Because I hadn't played Inquisition, so I was like, was there
the quiz
another,
is not a blight.
Blight?
No blight. No.
Cool.
Most of the damage was to the east of the traditional Grey Warden territory in the Free Marches, which we mentioned before. Antifa, Ravain, blah 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 blah. Kirkwall.
Do you say Antifa?
Antifa, Ravain.
Yeah.
No, Antifa. Antifa. But the Anderfels were also attacked, and Hossberg, not far from Weishaupt, another fortress, came under siege. This time, both Tevinter and Orle were lightly attacked and refused to send aid. They were like, listen, guys, you seem to have it handled. I don't think you need us anymore.
Yeah, get your
shit
down.
Listen, Grey Warden, you're a big boy now.
Yeah.
You don't
We've helped you too much.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we've got too many handouts.
We've got problems on the home front. Like, how can we justify sending all our troops to you?
Yeah,
we
it.
Still have people homeless.
Exactly.
You know? We have homeless here.
Yeah.
We got people here that we need to kill. We can't just keep sending our soldiers over to kill monsters.
Your people.
Yeah.
Do the Darkspawn even really exist?
Yeah,
I mean, come on. Thedas is flat.
The Darkspawn are a myth propagated by
Grey Wardens.
Mainstream media.
Yeah, exactly. The Grey Warden media to recruit more pledges.
Yeah, Third Blight never happened. I'm a Third Blight denier.
Yeah. Third Blight truther.
Yeah.
Oh my god. It came out of siege, but in the end, they did manage to fight off the Darkspawn of the Fourth Blight, and the hero of the Fourth Blight is actually a known person. It is the Elven Grey Warden, Garahel, who led the liberation of Hossburg in some date for a calendar I didn't explain, and then managed to gather an army from the Free Marches to support the Grey Wardens.
Cool.
After a long and bloody war, Garahel's army marched north and faced the main horde in another date that I didn't tell you on a calendar I didn't tell you about.
Cool.
And then at a place called Iaslay. And he is slay.
It's Mario going to kill someone.
Andoral.
I a slay the Goomba.
I a slay Andoral.
Hey, Peter, you a slay in this podcast.
Thank you. Garahel perished and personally slayed Andoral. As I told you, the Grey Warden who lands killing blow explodes and dies.
Whoa.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if they explode, but whatever.
A last act of defiance.
Yeah, well, you absorb a demon soul and it blows you up. And
you're not my mom, Dad. And he punches him.
Pretty much, yeah. And then they both explode.
Yeah.
Do people say that? You're not my mom, Dad.
You're not my mom, Dad.
I say it to my dad all the time.
Yeah.
And he's just like, what a weird thing to say. Well, and then like, he explodes.
Yeah. It makes sense if he asks you to feed first.
Yeah.
Are you hungry, Peter? You're not my mom, Dad.
Jesus Christ.
Dad, put your tit away. You're not my mom. I say it to my dad all the time.
My dad's fucking hairy too. The Grey Warden's legendary griffins, sadly, died out sometime after the Fourth Blight.
Oh, that's why they're not in the games.
Yeah. And then after the Fourth Blight, we couldn't program them, so maybe we should just say they're extinct.
Okay.
There's like coding shorthand for like. Yeah. And then they died.
And then they all did die.
And all the Iridians disappeared.
And all of our games are set after that. Ha, what a pity.
Yeah.
After the Fourth Blight, the influence of the Grey Wardens waned considerably. It would be 400 years before the Fifth Blight, so some people were just like, past your prime, dude. We don't need you anymore.
Yeah.
Ain't no more blights. A few darkspawn in the deep roads. And whatever. I think we're out of archdemons.
Yeah. Oh.
And it's not like they had a Tevinter Magister to consult about the number of archdemons that once existed.
Turns out
they were wrong, because Uthremiel led the Fifth Blight. He was actually awakened by the Architect by accident. The Architect being a sentient darkspawn who tried to cut off the psychic link between the Darkspawn and the old gods.
Oh.
He was just like,
he was trying to do a good thing.
I'm tired of tired of my people going crazy and eating people on the surface world and then being slaughtered and inevitably being pushed back.
It.
What if I just like woke up with Thremiel real quick, asked her a question, and was like, can you not?
Yeah. Can you not?
Let's just cut the antennas.
And then he woke her up and she was just like, what's this? Time to go crazy and attack the surface world, and then we have a game.
He was like, people, don't go work for the people on Wall, for those old elder gods on Wall Street.
Exactly.
They're bad. Yeah. And everyone's like, elder gods on Wall Street? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Let's go check it out, dude. What's he talking about?
It's exactly that.
And then they get suckered in. Yeah.
Two Bernie Sanders casts in a row.
Yeah.
God, he's so flexible, so useful.
It's my only impression. Other than that great, great, non-offensive Italian version.
Can you do Bernie Sanders if he was Italian? Do you think
he... I'm a Bernie Sanders. What are you talking about?
Not bad, actually.
All right.
I'm on
a board.
Bernie Spaghetti.
Bernie Spaghetti. Who touched my spaghetti?
Who bought my spaghetti opposed to like donated it?
Yeah, that's it.
I
want to give everybody my spaghetti.
There's enough spaghetti
who
for everyone.
Who shared my spaghetti? Dude, I didn't even know that was a real cartoon until recently.
Yeah.
Who touched my spaghetti?
It's been a little while.
I learned that from the Reply All podcast.
If you guys,
they're great.
Yeah, if you guys are listening to this,
about the internet,
yes, no on it.
Yeah, if you're listening to this in 2020 onwards, who touched my spaghetti was a meme.
Yeah.
I feel like it's going to be a short-lived one. That's why I'm saying.
Yeah, if you're listening to this podcast in 6 years.
At this point, it's kind of merged with the mom spaghetti meme.
Oh, yeah.
Spaghetti
yeah.
is such a theme on the internet these days.
No, yeah. Well, it's so accessible.
The 2010s is a crazy time.
No, yeah, but it's spaghetti. Everybody
it was
has
it was a spaghetti decade, man.
It's just a spaghetti decade.
Or you got your boomers. You got your baby boomers. Yeah. You got your Generation X.
We're Gen
Generation
Spaghetti.
Gen Spaghetti.
We're the first generation that's not being paid more than our parents. So what are we going to eat? Fucking spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
Yeah, exactly. It's accessible.
Canned spaghetti.
Yeah. I always call that, like, I mean, I eat it because I have to sometimes. I call it poor people pasta.
Yeah.
It's where you boil pasta and then just put the tomato sauce onto the noodles with nothing because that's, you kind of can't.
Sometimes I don't even have tomato sauce. And I just put, like, butter and hot sauce and, like.
Ooh, yeah. That's low.
Yeah.
That's low.
Yeah.
Where were we?
Oh, right in the fields.
Right. Anyway,
fourth blight,
were just like, we killed a lot of them. They're probably gone forever. And all of the dwarves who only remember have two cities left were like, actually, no, they're still here. And everybody on the surface was like, nah.
Everyone on the surface was like, ha ha, okay. Yeah. Oh, that's great, guys.
I'm sure they are, little man.
Yeah. Oh, you got big scary monsters down there? Ooh, what are you afraid of in the dark? Come on.
Nerds. And then leave. Yeah, exactly.
And then 400 years later, there's no way they believe him at that point.
Like, that's exactly right. The Grey Wardens were eventually dismissed as a relic.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then, yeah, they were dismissed as a relic of a bygone darker time, best left forgotten, like the Confederate flag.
Ooh. Controversial.
What a hot take.
Yeah. pointing on a podcast. I just want to be edgy. And anyway, as we've already established, the fifth blight is where the first game, Dragon Age Origins, takes place. And that's where we're going to end this podcast, Reno, about Dragon Age Origins Reno.
We did it.
And I hope you liked it.
It was all super fascinating because I have played the first game of the second game, and I didn't know any of this stuff. And I've read the comics, mm-hmm. and I didn't know any of this stuff.
Like all of our good episodes, I will download one of the games.
The comics that I've read take place between 2 and Inquisition. So.
Okay, who's in them?
Like the whole cast from 2.
Oh, so like Hawk and Anders and
exactly,
people that nobody likes.
Well, the
lady who gives a fuck.
I really like the
edgy
comics.
Elf boy.
I really like the comics though. But like when I first picked it, when I first got the comic, I was given it as a gift because I lent a comic to a friend, and he was living with a roommate who had a dog, and his dog chewed the shit out of my comic.
Oh no!
So he bought me he bought me like the Dragon Age comic. He's like, I could have bought you a new comic that he lent me or whatever, but it was still like readable. It was just like, it was hardcover, so the two covers were like fucked up.
Okay, yeah.
And he was like, I could have bought you a new one of this, but I thought I'd just buy you a new comic.
Nice.
So he bought me the Dragon Age one, and I really liked it, and I ended up buying like the next two editions.
Cool.
Yeah,
they're like the big comics too. So it's like, I don't know, like. 20 issues or something.
I'm
like
pretty
that.
Like fascinated with like a lot of my favorite series die at some point, like because I did a couple of BattleTech episodes. BattleTech has been dead since fucking Mech Assault 2 came out in like 2005, and the new BattleTech game is coming out 3 weeks from now. Like, I hope Dragon Age kind of goes through a similar thing. Like, I don't want BioWare to make a new Dragon Age game because
I don't want BioWare to ever make a game again.
I don't want BioWare to ever make a new game again.
Can we just call it BioWare EA at this point?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't give a shit what happens to them. Like, I'm gonna be really sad when everybody loses their job, but I'm gonna be really happy when all of them open a new studio by themselves and start making good games again. Which is what like everybody does now.
Can we do it the opposite? Can we call it before EA took over just BioWare? Take the E and the A out of BioWare.
BioWare will be. So
BioWare will be there.
James, if I wanted to find you on the internet.
If I wanted to want you on the internet.
Yeah. You can find me, my most, the places where you're going to actually play with me is on PSN. That's JAYMILLK64.
His Tinder.
On Grindr, you can find me at James Miller. Just James Miller. And you can also find me at James The Miller on Facebook. And if you send me a message, I'll message you back.
What a deal.
Yeah.
What's your Grindr account?
It's James Miller. I can give you, like, I'll put the photos up on the Facebook page.
What's a Grindr, James?
Oh, it is a gay dating app.
Oh, very good.
To meet the men.
Very good. And do you?
Well, yes.
Well, I sure do try.
Yeah.
This isn't a lie. Yes. Yeah. Ethan?
Hit me up on Twitter, @EthanTheDeadMan. Boom. Go ahead, Peter.
Cool. Well, I wasn't ready.
We're speedrunning this outro.
Well, I would have liked a heads up.
Remember your name, Peter. I'm Pete at Pete O'Donohue on Twitter. I'm One Armed Man Peter. On Steam.
Check Peter. Him out on Instagram.
Remember
you can see.
Remember who you are.
You are my son. One true king.
We're bringing it back to Lion King.
Yeah. If you want to learn more about the Tate, check out Peter's Instagram.
Yeah. Don't check out my Instagram. Check out Lore Boys Podcast on Instagram.
And don't believe the Converse ads.
Nope. Oh, yeah. We're sorry about that. What the fuck? Jesus. What is it?
Get their shit
twitch.tv/theloreboys and O'Manahue on DeviantArt, where you can download your full-sized artwork for every week, as well as loreboys.wordpress.com.
Yeah. And for the people who are looking to support the Lore Boys podcast and everything that we do.
Yeah, this is the fake Lore Boys Prime ad, not the real one on Twitch if you sub to us.
Yeah. We should actually get this going.
So for everyone who wants to support us, we are offering, for anybody who subscribes to the Lore Boys Premium, which is our premium service, basically like a Patreon, you pay a small fee each month. I think it's at $76 now. $76
Not so
a month. Yeah.
It's
basically peanuts.
There's like a little increase every year. It goes up with cost of living, but I mean, so does your salary. So
exactly.
You
can afford it.
$76 Australian.
So you should do it. $76 Australian.
AUD.
Yeah. Mail it to underthisbridge.com. For everyone who signs up for it, we have made a bunch of real authentic Darkspawn masks. You put it on, you're gonna look like a Darkspawn. Smells like the taint. It feels like the taint on your face. And you'll convince all your friends that you are a Darkspawn.
I wanted Sonya. I settled for the taint on my face.
For the taint on your face. Exactly.
Same thing. That constitutes.
Hey, Lore Boys.
This just in.
Ocean liner crashed off the coast of Costa Rica. Thousands dead.
Not enough big nurses to help the scene.
That was the funniest fucking thing.
I hope you guys leave that. Yeah.
I think you missed it after he called the Pope lady the big nun.
Yeah, You just carried right on.
I was just like so proud of that. Like, that's one of the funniest things I've ever said. Yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.